Phoenix FM. We are backstage at Stand and Calling, day one, which is the Thursday, with Ethan, and make sure I get your name right, Cal. That's it. So, right, we spoke to you briefly, Ethan, when we were chatting to Ronnie Joyce. You're here. I mean, you wear many hats, not just a fez. You wear many hats.
Just not the red fez hat. Yes, yeah. Funnily enough, actually, hats don't really suit me, so it's quite a funny way to look at my life. But I do know exactly what you mean. I do wear very, very many hats, I'd say. Yeah.
but you're here DJing mostly this weekend, yeah?
So me and Cal, we're here DJing this weekend. We're actually only managing to stay here for the Thursday and probably shooting off tomorrow morning, yeah. as we are both quite busy in the music industry. And as Cal will probably tell you, he works with a lot of big artists as well, which is why he has to be shooting off at some point.
Wow, so you're a busy man then, Cal.
Yeah, a bit all over the shop at the minute. So yeah, keeping busy, but music is always something I want to get back to. So yeah, whenever Ethan says to me, "Oh, we've got a DJ set booked," I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it. Oh yeah, it's like right in between two shows you're doing. Yeah, I'll make it work. Sure, yeah, we'll get there somehow.
Just turn up with a few records and do your stuff.
Exactly, yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, this one I don't have to turn up with like any amps or like equipment. I could just rock in with a USB stick.
And it's all done for, I mean, this is great. We'll have to get some photos put up on the Phoenix FM website as well. But yeah, I mean, it's what you think of as a proper bar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This to me is like another day in a field, you know. I've done a lot of them this year. Yeah. And they only get better as well. Yeah. And it just feels homely, you know. So, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
And it is good. I mean, being this close to London as well. I mean, with us being this close to Brentwood, it's just a great location, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? This is the first time I've ever been here. Yeah, but it only took us about 45 minutes to get here from home. So
it's absolutely brilliant. We actually live in Tottenham, and there's a direct train here, you know, from Tottenham. Like it was probably the easiest travel out of London I've ever had in my life. So it's great. Yeah, it took us 40 minutes to get here door to door. It was great.
Ronnie's got his beer in.
Oh, no, nice one. Nice one.
Cheers, Ronnie.
Yeah, cheers.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, lads. I can only see one there.
Oh, dear. But, I mean, as far as this festival is concerned as well, you say you've been to a good few. Are there that many that are dog-friendly? You know, it's something different about this.
I tell you what, we do tend to see dogs at festivals, mainly the day festivals, right? The ones without the camping and stuff. But I have to say, we're coming here with Ronnie the first time maybe about 4 years ago or something. It was the first festival I've seen actually have a dog show where people
which is on off. Sunday
which is on
Ooh,
Sunday
yeah,
so
I
they
know, I know a festival that has a pig show
show.
Yeah.
Is that in England?
No, it's in Canada.
I was gonna say I don't think I've ever seen a pig show advertised in England. But I do really think it's quite amazing. Like, there are a good few festivals I work with quite closely with, Camp Festival, which really cater to families as well. Yes. And you do struggle to find good festivals, but this is definitely on the top of the list for that, for a nice family fun festival. And you can bring your bloody dog as well. I mean, it's great, isn't it? Like, it's the whole family plus dogs, you know? Yeah. I'm just waiting for the festival to start allowing cats, really. You know?
Yeah. Bring in the little tabby. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, you'll probably lose them and they'll never come back home, but you never know. They do like to do their own thing, don't they? So
you won't have a problem with mice though.
No, exactly not. Maybe that's exactly what they need, really, right?
The field mice.
So I mean, in terms of the both of you and what you're doing, I mean, if people want to find out more, because you're gonna send us some music over anyway, but where else do they head online?
I mean, all of our songs on Spotify.
Yep, we're on all streaming services.
All the major streaming platforms. Yeah, you can find us on YouTube, find us on Facebook and Instagram.
And spell it out again.
As LO-VA.
LO-VA. Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very
great
much,
festival.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. Cheers. See you soon.